Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. We're going to get a few ticket texts. I have a news story I just want to give to Rico briefly. And we'll get back into the tournament stuff, including we get back on the air Monday with you guys. One, both, or neither of our teams are going to still be playing. You got to call your shot. We know Michigan's already playing tomorrow, but do they beat A&M? And for Michigan State, it's a 2-for-1. You lose to Bryant, shut the program down. But then Sunday, it is a matchup between the winner of Marquette and New Mexico. Is it one, both, or neither of our teams? We'll get into that at 5. David, tickets X first, and I have something very special for Mr. Rico Beard.
Okay.
That you have no idea about. This is very special. David.
I can fall asleep just like Rico. I tell my wife goodnight, and she can start telling me something 30 seconds later, and I'm out, have no clue what she said. That is Jason, who is well-rested at work.
And ready for a 10-15 tip.
Someone else says, I'm betting $10 on Brian as an emotional hedge. We cannot lose to them tonight.
No, come on. I mean, the PTSD from 10 years ago. Come on, guys.
Mm. It's real.
Someone saying, next week I need someone to grab Val Berry for who said it.
Listen. Listen. Our traffic reports are enthusiastic. They are thorough and at times caustic. She will tell you to get the hell off the road so crews can get through. She'll just demand it.
Going back to the time of the game, someone says, I agree 100% with you guys. I've been saying it all day. East Coast teams should never have to have a 10 p.m. start.
Rico made this point just now during the break. You got games that are out in Seattle playing right now. Why?
That makes no sense.
Stick them at 10 o'clock at night.
Right. And now, guess what? You'll actually have fans in the building. You could go to work and then go and watch that game.
So I have something for Rico Beard. Now, once in a while, I don't know, maybe once a month, once every other month, I stumble upon something and I go, you know, that weirdo I do a show with would really enjoy this. So I want to pass this along to you. Now, this comes by way of the Express Tribune. You prepared for this?
No.
A stunning, we'll get back to the tournament in a minute, a stunning new radar study has sent shockwaves. Can you feel them? Shockwaves across the internet revealing. Do you know what they've revealed?
No.
A vast subterranean complex beneath the pyramids of Gaza, challenging the long-held beliefs that structures were built solely as royal tombs, using synthetic aperture radar, SAR as they call it in the biz. Scientists of the University of Pisa and the University of Strathclyde scanned the pyramids and uncovered what appears to be an underground system stretching 2 kilometers beneath all 3 major pyramids. The findings, made public through scientific papers and a press release issued this week, identified 5 identical multi-level structures connected by geometric passageways near the base of the pyramids. Even more striking, Rico Beard, were the eight vertical cylindrical wells encircled by spiral pathways descending 650 meters beneath the surface. These wells merge into two massive cube-shaped chambers, each measuring 80 meters each side. Rico Beard, your thoughts?
Well, I've often said, no, there's more to the pyramids than what people want to say.
Tell us more. Tell us what they don't want to say. Well, I knew he'd be all over this. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's alien technology.
He just...
Wow.
He just went right to it, didn't he? Go ahead. Who built the pyramids?
Aliens built the pyramids. I mean, Mike, if you look at how the stones are cut, they didn't have the ability to cut the stones that perfectly.
Yeah, there were no tools that they had invented yet to make that.
Right. I mean, and the fact that they line up perfectly with Orion's belt. And the fact that you have not only pyramids there, but also pyramids in Mexico built the same way, aligned to the same three stars. There was no internet back then. How did one know what the other one was doing? They didn't. It's not like they had a contract to see who could build it first. So, there you go.
I'm with you, Rico. I've always believed there was something else to the pyramids. It was hiding something.
Well, David, and it's like the fact that anybody who tries to go into the pyramid, you normally die.
Correct.
Because there's all types of booby traps and things like...
That's Indiana Jones and the chase for the Holy Grail.
No, Mike, that's real life.
There's booby traps in there?
Yes.
I thought it was a tourist thing.
You can take pictures of it. You're not going inside of it.
Oh, really? Don't have like a strolling tour? Can't look at a couple of mummies or anything?
No.
Oh. All right.
No, you're not.
Learn Disneyland.
Learn something new every day.
You can take photos on the outside.
Well, there's a rendering of this, and I'll show it to you during the break. But I saw this, and I go, I'm taking 3 minutes of the show today just for this.
You knew
where
I was going to go with this.
Oh, yeah. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
Mike, did you think they're like a Las Vegas attraction? Is that what you thought pyramids were?
No, showgirls.
No.
Cirque du Soleil.
Right. There's a cocktail lounge.
Walking tours.
I was being candid. I thought there were tours.
Make sure you get your head wrapped on the way out. Take a photo.
There's booby traps in there?
Yes.
Well, okay. Have scientists been allowed in there?
They've tried and some have died. And I think finally Egypt was just like, yeah. Nobody can go.
No. Just send a few more down there. You got plenty of scientists to go around. Someone has got to get to the bottom of this. When I show you this rendering, you got to give me a good reason people aren't going to. Come on. This is crazy.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So what? You think the world was advanced and then the world got destroyed and then only now we're smart enough again to do this crap?
Well, here's what someone on Ticketek says. It's almost like we were smart, innovative, and then society collapsed for a long time. Now we're back in the cycle.
I mean, imagine if... I mean, right. Maybe you got too smart for your own good. Everybody bombed each other and you had to start all over again. And there was no... I mean... The written word is there, except for it's in hieroglyphics, which most people can't read.
Yeah, but you got hieroglyphicologists.
No, but Mike, if you look at some of the pictures on the wall, you're like, okay, what are these strange beings? What is this?
Get inside. I need you to get inside the pyramids. I need you to do a study on this. I want answers.
I'm just saying. Like
that, and I can't have Michigan State losing at the half tonight. That is unacceptable.
Okay.
Unacceptable by you.
But the hieroglyphics are painting a story, but we're just trying to, we think we can interpret what they say, but we don't really know.
They built stuff down to the Middle Earth here. Let's get to the bottom of it.
No pun intended?
Yeah, come on. What are we doing?
You know what? I'll see if Jimmy will send me over there.
All right, look, I had to pass it along to you. I know how deeply you care about alien conspiracies. David, go ahead, and then we're going to get back to the tournament.
Not aliens, Rico. Someone says aliens exist, but they did not build the pyramids.
But here's the thing. You have scientists saying this is beyond comprehension or anything conceived of engineering ability at the time. How did they do it?
Right. And if you look at some of the hieroglyphics inside the pyramids, it's a lot of things look like the shape of some type of a spaceship in there. So,
okay, time out. Okay, hold on. You ready for this? Yeah. I'm looking at a graph of the tallest structures in the world. The things they found underneath the pyramid are double the Burj Khalifa, that spire in Dubai. It's quadruple One World Trade in New York City. It's five times, six times the old Twin Towers, and then nothing else matters. The Statue of Liberty looks like a Tic Tac.
Oh, and here's the other thing.
What are we doing here, Rico? Get to the bottom of this.
No, like I said, you have pyramids in Egypt. You got the same pyramids in Mexico, a little bit smaller, but amazing. They're the same. And how about this? They're still around. They've been around for thousands of years. No wear and tear. They don't break down. They're still there. We build anything, it's done in 50 years tops.
Well, we're using cheap materials.
Just saying.
Look, the point I'm making, can't have MSU down at the half. We'll get back to tournament time. I will send you the link for this. I just wanted to say, give you something to read before the game tonight.
Okay. Right before the power nap.
These renderings are, no. This is crazy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.